At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news on this a Thursday. It's the 15th day of April for 2021. In a long and busy session last night, the Amador School Board reviewed the current situation and policies with regard to COVID-19 in the schools, which is changing rapidly. Currently, the Amador School District has students attending class either through remote learning or by a hybrid schedule that sees students attend in person 4 days a week. Now, standards for the learning environment have been changing fast, with the separation requirement between desks dropping from 6 to now 3 feet. Also, new guidance has been issued to allow in-person graduation ceremonies, and the district is currently planning live events with limited attendance. District staff announced that at the board's next meeting, April 28th, a plan will be presented for a return to in-person learning 5 days a week when the new school year starts in August. The board also approved a new district policy that will allow parents and other adult volunteers to assist learning in person on campus if the volunteer has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And in other business, the board received a report from Independence High School, reviewed an audit of district finances, and passed resolutions marking Child Abuse Prevention Month and honoring bus drivers and adult education.
Well, Calaveras Public Health working to ensure that eligible residents and workers have increased access to vaccines. COVID-19 vaccination now open to those 16 and older who live or work in Calaveras County. Appointments can be made on the MyTurn website. Now, walk-ins will be accepted starting today at the COVID-19 clinic being held at Frogtown from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Youth 16 and 17 can only receive the Pfizer vaccine, must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. Now, on a side note, this week, the FDA and the CDC issued a joint recommendation to pause the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after 6 reports of women that developed unusual types of blood clots 6 to 13 days after receiving the vaccine. A Calaveras Public Health reports the pause in the use of Johnson & Johnson vaccine should not impact ongoing vaccination efforts and appointments for Calaveras County. So far, more than 26,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered across the county.
And the City of Jackson and George Reed Company will be performing roadway improvements in Jackson on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Areas impacted will be in the vicinity of Hoffman Street, Stasel Avenue, Summit Street, Kearney Street, and Court Street. Project is an SB1 funded project, which will include pavement restoration and striping. Traffic control measures will be in effect, and all traffic, including motor vehicles, bicycles, and pedestrians, should avoid the areas. Now, impacts during this project will include on-street parking, traffic access, limited sidewalk access, and limited driveway access. Property owners will be accommodated and updated daily during this work. Now, please expect delays if you live in the area. If you don't live in these areas, please use an alternate route. If you have any questions, you can give the City of Jackson a call or give City Inspector Mike Hooper a call. Mike's number is 304-7038. And we'll look a little closer at that work next Tuesday. That work will include the Hoffman, Stasel, and Summit Street areas, and on Wednesday, Summit, Kearney, and Court Street.
And Calaveras Healthy Impact Product Solution, CHIPS, working together with the El Dorado National Forest, starting work on the View 88 Fuel Reduction and Prescribed Fire Readiness Project to protect communities, forest, critical habitat, and water resources from wildfire. Now, the View 88 Fuels Reduction and Prescribed Fire Readiness Project, located in the Amador Ranger District of the El Dorado National Forest, along 88, approximately 5 miles east of Pioneer, extending east for 23 miles. Now, the project ranges between 3,900 to 7,700 feet in elevation, contains various forest types, including Sierra Nevada mixed conifer and red fir stands. The project includes removing forest fuels up to a quarter mile off the highway for at least 412 acres, creating a wide fuel break in a strategic ridgetop location, and preparing the area for future prescribed fire. The work, funded by a $999,196 Sierra Nevada Watershed Improvement Program grant from the Sierra Nevada Conservancy, awarded in June of last year.
And a bill moving through the legislative process in Sacramento that could impact future recall elections in the state. Currently, the state law dictates that recall petitions are not public records available for inspection. Well, Senate Bill 663 would change that and allow the targets of recall attempts or anyone else access to the names and information of those who signed the petition. It would also expand the period to 45 days in which signers could choose to remove their signature. If passed, it would not apply to the current recall effort underway of Governor Newsom, but it would impact future recall efforts at the state level. Newsom is among those backing the legislation. Proponents say it would allow campaigns to reach out to those who signed petitions to make sure they were not misled. Opponents argue it would be an invasion of privacy and dissuade people from signing recall petitions. Many people supporting the current recall of the governor showed up at this week's hearing to voice opposition to this bill.
And beginning in March of last year, the IRS began issuing stimulus checks to citizens who filed taxes in the 1920 years. Now, many seniors within the community have not filed taxes for years since they don't meet the income threshold to file. Now, as a result, a large portion of these seniors will not receive their stimulus checks. Former volunteers from the AARP Tax Aid Program working to develop a simple income tax prep procedure, which will serve to qualify those seniors for the stimulus checks. Now, if you did not file taxes for 2019, did not plan on filing for 2020 due to income thresholds, and would like to receive help reestablishing your taxpayer status and to receive your stimulus check, contact the Amador Senior Center at 223-0442. Again, that's 223-0442.
And a quick reminder for you to share its wildfire prevention plans in 2021 and listen to customer feedback. PG&E is hosting a series of weekly regional wildfire safety webinars. The next is scheduled to cover Amador and Calaveras counties and is tonight from 6 to 7:30. The webinar will focus on regional work in Amador and Calaveras. All PG&E customers are welcome. For information on how to join, visit pge.com/wildfire safety. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.